All right. Welcome to the first edition of the Untitled Soccer Podcast. We'll figure it out later on.
Yes, sir.
I got my childhood friend on this S-Play. I mean, I know this cast is the kindergarten.
Man, way back.
No, first for real. Communion. First communion together, right? You talk about 20. I've known you longer than I know my own brother.
Wow, man.
That's real. I'm just saying.
That really is real. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, tell some background about you, you know, your favorite team, stuff like that, and then I'll jump in as well.
Man, you know, St. Louis native. I'm out here in this desert, man, in Phoenix. It's already triple digits. And my electric bill. My electric
already?
Bill showing it. Yeah, an electric bill already kicking me in the ass, you know.
And your AC has been messing up for the last – we supposed to start this 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been the worst string. Man, you won't believe this story. This is not for the pod, but, man, I'm talking about my AC went out on me. Then my refrigerator under warranty was supposed to get repaired twice, ended up getting replaced, ended up buying a backup refrigerator.
Oh, so you was like, because I ain't having this shit happen again.
During the meat shortage, you know, when you don't want to continuously have to go eat fast food and all of that, I'm dealing with all of this at the same time, so it was a nightmare. But big time, long time soccer fan, grew up playing the game, watching the game, back on basic cable. Before you could really get MLS games on, I was watching the Spanish, the Mexican leagues. You know,
oh,
you know what I mean? But
played on Telemundo, right? They used to have them games on Telemundo, right?
Telemundo, Univision,
Universidad, or whatever. Yeah,
that was the only place I could get games back in the day, man. But just going way back, played at the high school level, played on club teams, AAU teams. Wasn't able to play at the college level, unfortunately, but just always loved the game, man. Been watching the game ever since, man, and hardcore FIFA player as well. Big time Chelsea supporter, you know what I mean?
How's that work for you being a black man supporting Chelsea?
Man, well, you know, you got a large African population in London, yeah. You know what I mean? And Chelsea is kind of for the Africans, you know what I mean? Like a Chelsea and Arsenal were the teams they were able to get in Africa. So that's how they became big fans.
That's true. That's the reason that, because I know there's a lot of black people that were Chelsea and Arsenal fans.
That's definitely a London. Fact.
And really?
So when I started to be able to see the Premier League, those were black faces in the teams who liked those teams. So that's kind of how I ended up.
You were a Chelsea fan before Drogba, or
it was right around that time. He wasn't as big time, you know, as he ended up being, but he was just hitting the scene. He had just came over from France.
Yeah. Okay, and a quick question, because me and my boy Brandon were talking. We was watching it. They had the classic game on yesterday with he's an Arsenal fan. You know, my boy Brandon Dubb is an Arsenal fan, and it was the Arsenal Chelsea game. It was on the NBC Sports Classics. Oh, the wow. One where Arsenal came back from 2-2 to beat y'all. I don't know if you remember that one. It was like in 2010, 2011. Yeah. The year y'all won the Champions League that same year.
Okay.
Y'all came in fourth, but then ended up winning the Champions League that year.
I definitely remember that, but I don't remember that exact game.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you because we was trying to figure out why Drogba wasn't playing that game. That's what that's what I was going to ask you. I don't even know why he wasn't playing that game.
I would think injury, possibly suspension, but, you know, more likely.
Was he suspended a lot?
Nah, he wasn't that much of a character, but he was a physical specimen.
So he was getting on yellow cards and they adding up.
He wasn't overly aggressive guy, but he had the physical attributes to be physical and hold positions, hold the ball up. You know what I mean? So that was definitely part of his game.
So outside of Chelsea, what is your other squad like in other leagues?
You know, man, I'm a big competitive game watcher. You know, that's what I really like to do. I like Sunderland, just in the lower divisions of England. You know, they've bounced around, been at the EPL, you know, lost the ownership with any kind of finance and went down a bunch of divisions, tried to bounce back. So they kind of one of those, you know, up and down sort of teams. But then I try to watch La Liga, you know what I mean? Yeah. Barcelona, Real Madrid, even like Getafe. I like some of their lower teams that's kind of right there knocking on the door. And then, you know, like FIFA, man. FIFA's introduced me to so many teams and like, you know, in all these different leagues and divisions that we would never see on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now kind of start to see how they play and, you know, the kind of tactics going on. So what about you, man?
Tell man,
me
you know, I'm a man you do, man. As my homeboy say, the Dallas Cowboys of the English Premier League.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, we stand on the glory of the old days.
Right.
And I was a Man U fan because I was trying to holler at this girl, right? In college.
It always comes back.
I'm dead serious. This is a dead serious. She was a Liverpool fan. She was from Tanzania. She was a black girl from Tanzania. She was like Indian and black. And she was like, yo, I'm a Liverpool fan. Like, she was like, yo, what team are you with? And I was like, shit. This is back in the day. We had Instant Messenger. We on Instant Messenger talking.
Right.
And I jumped on that the beginning Yahoo search then.
So your age, bro.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, English Premier League teams. And it was like the first one that popped up. And I was like, yeah, I'm a Man U fan.
Wow.
And I just started following them after that. That's literally the story of how I started following them in 1999.
Hell of a history. And I mean, so you definitely couldn't go wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew, I was like, okay, it, literally then it was like, they were like the number one team in the league. So right. I was like, they had just won the Premier League that year. So I was like, bet, that's who I'm running with.
Yeah.
So I've been running with them for that whole time, man. It's a lot of black people up there too, man, that mess with them too. Not as many black people in the States, I feel like, but like when I was over in London, it was a gang of black people.
Yeah.
That mess with Man U.
I mean, yeah, they're definitely a global brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I think like what you said, Dallas Cowboys is a good analogy. The glory days, mm-hmm. you know, some of the best coaches, best players, consistency.
I mean, Sir Alex, man. I mean, that's one of the best of all time.
Man. He got that magic touch, like a Phil Jackson kind of.
Yeah. They've been trying to bring him back. They keep on trying to bring him back. Like,
man. He may be a little too old.
No,
but
look, they going to roll his corpse out there. They'll roll his tomb out there just to have him coach, and they'll feel like they'd be better.
Yeah, no, he definitely needs to be the brains of the operation.
Yeah, but no, I mean, the Man U's always had, like, the top flight scores. All that stuff, man. So, like, right now, it's like we're rebuilding hella more, man, now. Like, everybody's young. And we could kick it off with this, man. And this is something I didn't even put in notes, but I want to talk about this. I'll put in notes when we get it. It's so many younger players out now, I feel like. Like, soccer, I feel, is going to be exploding more. Because, like, if you look up all the dopest cats, they under 25. like they – I mean, what's homeboy from Dortmund? There's like, 19, the dude that they trolled. Yeah, the dude they trolled. Yeah, he 19. Oh, yeah. But no, what you call them trolled him?
Who was that?
PSG did.
Neymar and exactly. Yeah, they really did.
He was out throwing the namaste on them cats when they won in the first leg.
that dude, he's really showing that he's the real deal. You know
he's
what I mean?
He's 19, though, dog. 19.
Consistent, too. You know,
that's the hardest thing. Mbappe's 21?
Yeah.
Martial's 23. Like,
yeah.
And how old is Pulisic?
He's a little older. I want to say he's 22, 23.
And that's when you said he's older. That's crazy. You said he's older.
Yeah. He's a little older.
Keep in mind, you said he's older at 22, 23.
Like, yeah. Right? When we knock it on 40. You
right.
know?
No, I'm talking about even in the league, though. I'm saying, like, everybody is scaling towards more younger. Like,
yeah.
And then you have your Iron Men, I feel like, with Ronaldo and Messi, like, they out there.
Yeah.
Like, I can see Ronaldo playing till 40.
Well, I mean, yeah, dude's a physical specimen. You know, he got everything going for him. But you can start seeing Messi. He's starting to fade a little bit.
Oh, really? I mean, Messi's fading a little bit? I haven't seen him play in a while.
He's still magical, don't get me wrong, but it's just different. You know what I mean?
He ain't playing 90 minutes no more, you're saying. He playing 70.
Yes and no. But, I mean, just, you know, just some of the things, the escaping speed, you know, okay. The ability just to leave you in the dust. Now it's more he's a magician, a tactician, you know what I mean, where he's outsmarting you, you know.
Gosh, it's not physically better than you. It's like, okay,
exactly.
I know where everybody is on this field. I know where they're going to be at.
Exactly. And orchestrating even more.
You know? I mean, does a team like – I mean, Barcelona bounce – I mean, what do they do after Messi, though? I feel like that's one of them teams that'll be like –
That's one of those teams that's got –
They're going to snatch up somebody. Like
unlimited bankroll, you know. They are one of those teams that does a really good job of scouting the entire globe. I mean, because resources are endless.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, once they scout those sort of players, now they can invest. I mean, even with Messi's story, it's an incredible story. Like he was damaged good sitting in Argentina, you know, back and forth in the hospital, and he needed some kind of high-end medical treatment. He couldn't even get it in Argentina. They took a real chance. Like,
oh, so Barcelona paid for it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't know
That's what I mean, a scouting network that's beyond where other teams, like, you know, you damn it sitting in a hospital in Argentina. I'm like, dude,
what
next? Next.
I'm looking at the AAU. I'm looking at AAU or whatever, you know,
exactly.
The club sport teams. I'm trying to get on this cat.
Exactly. So that's what I meant, endless resources.
Is that why he's so dedicated to them as well?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's why he bleeds it. You know what I mean? So
because I could have seen him jumping somewhere else a while ago.
No.
But no. I'm talking about just because of them not being able to get past Real Madrid so many times. Like, them just having a number, I would be like, he'd be like, fuck it, I'm out, and I'm finna go somewhere else.
I don't think so, man.
But he's the highest paid player, too, so it's like, where do you...
I mean, they brought him out of the depths of hell. I mean, like, he's supposed to be a cripple. You know what I mean? Like, think about that.
No, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, I could never turn my back on somebody that brought me from the depths of hell.
And they pay you the most of any player. Like, it's not like they oh, well, we gonna pimp you, and you know, you're gonna be like the 20th paid player, but because we helped you out, they you still fat in his pockets.
For sure, I'm rocking with you guys, win, lose, or draw, just on the strength of that.
So we can go on our first topic, but another question I have for you is something I've been realizing the last couple of years is like, hey man, they really be treating like a soccer cast like how we do, like in the U, like not when I say this, how they be like, yo, such and such is at the club though, he was buying out bottles. You'd be like, why is that in the Guardian? Like, why is that in the Guardian? Yeah. Such and such bought a crib for his mama. Like, why is that in the
man? And those cats are just like our young cats over here. Yeah.
They blowing money too. They blowing money.
Blowing it, nonsense. The women, the jewelry, the watches.
And they making more money because what? You making 110 a week? Man. Like, if you somebody like a Pogba, somebody making 150 a week?
Man.
Week, people, 150 a week.
Man, it's hard to tell those young guys what to do, man. You know, that kind of coin. And being in a different country. I mean, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And you in Europe, so you can skip around. People understand, like, Europe's like states. So, like, right. It's like you saying, like, I'm going to go to Chicago real quick. It's like, yo, I'm in London. I'm going to go to Paris and jump off real quick and kick it for the weekend.
Exactly.
It's the same. It's a 4-hour train ride through the tunnel. Exactly. You're good to go. You're kicking it.
Really? Especially you ain't got practice the next day.
Yep.
You
know, just like we cats do here, though. Like,
we'll have a wild night in Brussels and then we'll be back to Manchester, you know?
So, yeah, man. So Bundesliga is back, man. So what'd you think so far, man? Of what you
man
so
really crazy without the fans, man. Especially you know, Borussia Dortmund. They got one of those fan bases where the pregame, the fans got banners going, and you know what I mean. It's crazy, 80,000, you know, and it's all yellow and black. And I mean, you know, they really defend this stadium sort of deal, man. It's a whole community based stadiums, you know, unlike the US, you know, where stadiums in the downtown, you know, in a business district, that kind of thing. Like, these
are part of communities.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Because that was a derby yesterday, right? That was a derby yesterday. Yeah.
And so, man, I mean, that was just incredible to see that, knowing that that's one of them stadiums that's always, always packed, hardest ticket to ever get, to see it empty like that was just amazing. You know what I mean? And even how the game sounded. What did you think, man?
On the game, I mean, you know, it's weird. I actually, the last game I saw was the Man U Europa game. I'm trying to remember who they beat. I can't remember who they beat the last. But that was play silent, and it was weird as hell.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it on my computer at work, and I'm like, this sounds weird. Like, it literally, you like, a goal would happen, and like, it would like smack, and you would like hear the goal like smack into like the wall. Like, you like, dude, like, this is like ridiculous.
Hearing the net pull, and
you hit everything with it. And it was, this was even worse, I feel like, because you can see cats with the mask, cats is sitting like 6 feet from each other. They can't even celebrate. They got to do like social distance and celebrations.
yeah. It was odd, man. I mean, you know, I guess it's cool the game's back and, you know, being able to watch it on TV, man, but it was definitely different. And even when they did, you know, start scoring goals, you know, they're pumping the music into the stadium, and then that's just really resonating even more weird because there's no fan background noise. So it was just an odd experience, man. And
you could tell some like cats wasn't working out either, man.
Yeah, and you know that's gonna happen.
Yeah. You was like, it was like obvious, like, dang, like y'all cat. It was Lask. They who they played. It was Lask.
Okay.
It was Lask, but it was cool to see though, man. Like, it was good to see though. At the same time, it was weird. It was good to see.
Yeah, man, I'm still kind of on the fence. Like, I'm happy that it's back, but, you know, I'm just kind of...
We can go to our next topic. Should we even be playing?
I guess that's perfect. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of different aspects to this piece of the puzzle. You know, I mean, first of all, how do you feel like an average person can barely get a test, at least here in the U.S.? How is it that these guys are going to get tested every day before practice, every day before a game? What happens if a whole team gets it?
Yeah.
How does that impact? If you got two teams that's got to go into quarantine for 14 days and you're trying to complete these campaigns this season, how does that work?
I mean, almost to a certain extent, maybe it'd be doper if you just took the top four teams and had them have a tournament, like a small, like, you know, one versus four, two versus three, and the winner of that is actually the Bundesliga champion or whoever champion for your thing like that. Because if you look at the qualification, I think the fifth place person is nowhere close to getting in the fourth, to getting up to RB Leipzig. So it's like, it's what are y'all playing for at this point, except for who can win the Bundesliga?
Right.
Like, so why don't you just have a little small tournament for those four teams that are already locked in for the UEFA next year?
That's tough, man. I mean, that just completely goes against the tradition.
You're going to talk about it in a second. Your master plan.
I don't want to jump to that just yet. Yeah. You know, but back to the Bundesliga, you know, what do you think about how the salaries have been reduced? You know, how do you feel about that? What if your job want to reduce your salary?
Yeah, that ain't happening, man. but at the same time, like, it was weird because, like, somebody like, what's my boy from RB Leipzig, the dude from Denmark? I can't remember his name now. Brother. With the light skin dude with the dreads. He sponsored hella. You go to his thing, he got to play. He's like, cool, you accept my salary. Coke still finna, I need to get this check from Coke, so I got to play. So if you're, I mean, but for some cat that's just the keeper that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Then.
You don't know how, I mean, some of these guys are on big money, some of them aren't, and you just don't know the kind of expenditures, the kind of lifestyle guys.
Just like with the NBA here, people got to look at it like that. You got to look at it like them cats blowing money just like NBA NFL athlete here is, or your baseball player here.
Always thinking the next check, the next season, the next bonus, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up out of here because I heard Real Sociedad going to give me that extra 10 mil. Like, I've already been talking to them on the low. They supposed to have me transfer me. And transfer market's going to be all fucked up, they saying this year coming up.
That's a whole problem within itself. I don't know how you start with that.
They claim Man U is the one. They're so, like, Man U. They said Liverpool is not going to spend no money this year, which is surprising to me.
You know, I feel like they always say that, but they always end up doing something. You know what I mean? It may not, you know, it's different levels.
Yeah.
Everything, so it may not be that top level talent, but it's still somebody that bolsters the squad, you know, better than average backup. Somebody get hurt unexpected, they can do a job for you.
Yeah, know? I mean, because everybody, Man U Nation, trying to get this Jadon Sancho thing popping. If we get that, you know, it's all, and Pogba resigned too. He just resigned. Babe, we gonna have the best midfield in the world, dog. You can't tell me we don't. We can't tell me we not.
I've seen if we get Jadon Sancho so many times where y'all supposed to do this, y'all supposed to do that.
It's just like the Cowboys, dog.
It's like the team does stuff for the back page of the newspaper. You know, it's always some drama.
Point taken.
Somebody forcing their way out.
So you saying we like Knicks fans? Like we always be like.
Exactly. Or it's a story within the story
LeBron finna sign with us.
Exactly. And Patrick Ewing coming back. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's always something like that.
But I mean, it's supposed to be pretty close with that, man. But if we get him, you talking about that's midfield locked down.
I don't know what's in it for him. I don't see why that's.
He wants to move. But he wants to come back to. He wants to come back to London. I mean, not London. He wants to come back to the UK. Period. He's from London.
Yeah, then I mean, I would be going to the other side of Manchester.
You talking about you talking to go to Chelsea or go to Arsenal? Then you talking?
No,
about.
I mean, I'd be going to Manchester City. Why wouldn't you go there?
Manchester City, they midfield's pretty locked in, though.
I mean, he's top level.
I mean, you got De Bruyne, Rodri. Like, I mean, where you gonna be at?
He fits in right there on the opposite side of Raheem Sterling. He fits in on.
So who you gonna move out? So you gonna move him up more into a more forward position?
They got the German kid that I think wants to leave Manchester City.
Is it Foden? Foden. He's the other. He's the other midfielder they got. Foden.
Is he the fast winger? The black dude,
No. I'm talking about the white dude, the other white dude, with the blonde hair. Foden. I think he's from Belgium, though.
Okay, I know they got a winger that's from Germany. That's fast, and he's been hurt for a little minute, but I've been hearing he want to get out. He's super talented too. His name escaping me at the moment, but I don't know, man. It just even from a consistency standpoint, Manchester City's more consistent. You gotta admit that.
I mean, recently.
Yeah. So, why would you not want to go?
I mean, they still robbed us. They still robbed us for the Premier League championship in 2011.
Robbed.
Yeah, robbed.
I don't know. I don't see that.
Man. A one goal differential for the we tied at 89 points each.
Man, listen. The games are played on the field.
I know. And that's why Liverpool. But that's and then they got over on Liverpool too.
let's not go back down memory lane.
No. That was last year. That was last year though.
What could have should have been water under the bridge, man.
I mean, your Chelsea boys, they finally gonna be able to spend some money finally. After
I like you know what I'm saying, like I was telling you when I was in St. Louis, but yeah. I like what they've done since they've been basically on the financial lockdown. They've exceeded expectations, so bravo to them, man.
So explain some people the FIFA Fair Play Act and how that's supposed to.
It's complicated, man. And I can't even tell you that I got 100% handle on it, but I mean, basically, it's a salary cap at an extreme high level. Covering the biggest leagues in Europe. They've got a lot of they've made a lot of changes to it where it's not set in stone like salary caps are here in the U.S. where the rules are super crystal clear, because how it's going on in Europe, it's only affecting a handful of teams at the highest level. And so basically, and FIFA is constantly kind of coming back reviewing the transfers in each and every team, and then they're calling it out after the fact. So it's almost kind of like how the NCAA does, where the team has a violation, but the violation may not even surface to like two seasons beyond that.
Kind of like Man City.
Yeah, everything you're doing is retroactive, so it's not happening in real time.
Man City, with them cheating and stuff, man, you know. I mean, just saying, you know.
Or like in the U.S., you know, with the salary cap in baseball or basketball.
Baseball doesn't have a salary cap, though.
Well, basketball, so say the or NFL, the luxury tax is something that's immediate within the season.
Right. I see what I'm saying.
The financial fair play doesn't impact you immediately. It tends to be something that's retroactive.
So you could be like, fuck it, we don't throw caution in the wind. We just going to sign and we just going to take this L on the back end if we get a Champions League championship, take that paper and pay that forward in theory.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of what happened to Chelsea, where they did something 2-3 seasons ago. It just got called out on it last year and facing a penalty. You see what I'm saying? So that's more – it feels like it's more complicated and difficult to manage because of that.
That's real, man. Dang. Yeah, so let's go into your football reset concept.
Yeah, let me shoot over to my notes, man.
Oh, shit. He got notes for this. Oh, shit. Let me find notes.
And it was an article that I came across, so I can't take, like, full credit for this. Like, this is all my idea. Bear with me here. I'm almost there. Where my draft at? All right, so here we go. So yeah, basically, man, the football reset is a concept where it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to basically press the reset button on how football is managed by FIFA and UEFA. You know, we all know the TV money is insane.
Do you think the TV money is going to get even better now after Corona?
I think it has to.
I think there's going to be more people. Do you feel like more people are going to end up watching it now? I feel like that more people want to talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like the game is constantly growing, and I think that, you know, just like everything else, man, like the television, the ability to watch it on so many different platforms, that's just going to
play out. That's it, yeah. Yeah, that's what helped help it out as a different platform. Like, you can see English Premier League 2 or 3 games, though, now, easily at a touch of your boom, boom, and that's on your regular package. They ain't even the extended joint where you can get La Liga and all kind of other stuff on.
Right. No, man, and it's come so far, man. I remember how difficult it used to be. And now you got your pick, man. You can basically follow your team, you know what I mean? And then just across the platforms, you know what I mean, where you stream it on the TV, you know what I mean, on the iPhone. I mean, it's come a long way, bro. It really has. But, yeah, man, so back to this whole reset, man. I mean, people have been just kind of talking about, like, is this how you rein the game back in? You know, get rid of all the prima donna type, you know, players, you know, the crazy contracts, and then restructuring just even how the leagues go. you know, but since so that you can have maybe more like how we have in the U.S. where the teams are more parallel, it's not going to be one set winner. So maybe you start creating a super league, you know, where you have your Real Madrids and Barcelona against the Manchester City, Manchester United, and just play a full super league.
Oh, wow. So you basically – wow. So you're saying can make it – make the base of the Champions League a league, like a real league, and you don't have to qualify for it. It's just like if you got six, seven – if you're the top six, seven, y'all got money, come – if you got money to buy into this league, let's go.
Exactly.
So you're saying at the – you're saying at the end – so the English Premier League would end, or can you – like those leagues will still go on, but you could buy your way maybe into these larger league – this larger league.
Yeah, you would have some kind of way to identify, you know, who would qualify for this new Super League. But, you know, like financial commitment, resources, you know, reach, you know, all those sorts of things would be qualifiers. You know what I mean? So you just have the elite of the elite.
So, you're not going to have no Leicester City up in there or nothing, basically, even though they may have balled out. They ain't got no paper to be involved with this.
And then, I mean, the benefits would be is all these other leagues can now reduce wages. You know, where now these teams, your Leicester City can actually be a profitable team because they're not trying to compete against a Manchester.
Oh, because you're saying because they like, I got to pay everybody because Man U got somebody, Manchester City got Liverpool, right. Got them Chelsea, got Arsenal. Right. I can't compete.
Can't compete. So now you could have a league where you can compete and like you can control these wages and have a pseudo salary cap in place.
Mm.
And they just
but the Super League would be unlimited though.
Oh yeah.
It's going into the high stakes area at the casino, like whatever. So it's unlimited.
We're basically the ownership's gonna be billionaires, nothing but billionaires, multi-billionaires.
And if you lose money on your own, you lose it, baby. You spend all the money. If y'all ain't win, you ain't win.
Oil money, you know, just old money at play. You know what I mean? So I just thought that would be interesting, man, because then you could have it all on one accord and talk about like generating the revenue, like then that would be the league everybody on the whole globe would just.
How many teams would be in this league in your mind? Would it be 20? Would you go 20?
20, 25, maybe even 30.
Is it 30 leagues, like 30 teams that's got paper like that to be able to play? That's my question. I was saying 20 was being extended with it. I was thinking you got six out of EPL, two or three maybe out of France League, two or three out of Spanish League, two out of the Buddhist League. Maybe you just pick up one from Austria, one from, you know, other place.
I think that you could see some teams start to come together, even like some of these Asian teams.
Ooh, so you're dipping like that, even you trying to even go
a global.
So you're saying even like US maybe say, fuck it, we just gonna have the US the paper chase squad.
Exactly.
You know, we just go like, somebody like a Jerry Jones come out, not Jerry Jones specifically, but somebody got paper like that, be right. Like, you know what?
Right.
We gonna do a super team? I can just buy whoever?
Yeah, or maybe you have like two USA billionaires come together and say, all right, we gonna put together a team to go win this campaign, to go win this league. You know, and you have a couple of maybe the cartel. See,
that's what you bring the U.S. in though. You talking about, oh, it's big money. You got Jeff Bezos talking about, oh, right. It's a world thing. Like we, somebody, it's a like world that thing, and I'm the world owner.
Like think about some big time oil, these oil sheiks over there. You know what I mean? They call out Bezos, and then Bezos call out the cartel.
The cartel. So you said the cartel gets back in the game?
Like hey, because you know. Pablo, he had his squad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Back in the day,
what one dude got murked though for for Colombia when the U.S. beat him? Yeah,
that goalie. Yeah. So you know they want to play. They like, oh yeah, we in there. You know what I mean?
We've been asking for this, like
money down in Africa. You know what I mean? Well, they got that Nigerian that's trying to buy Arsenal. You know, right now.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's cool.
So he's trying to buy it from homeboy the Rams owner.
Yes. From Kroenke.
Wow. Cause yep. Doesn't LeBron own a piece of like Arsenal too or something crazy?
I think he does. He got a
wow. So it's a Nigerian. What is he? Who is this cat? I gotta figure out who is this.
Google. You better.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google this now. I gotta send this my boy and mess with him now.
I wanna say he's in telecommunications or something for some reason. But yeah, I know he's been talking about it for a minute.
Dude, do you think that's a far fetched thing to think that they could do something like that, or is that a
A-Raps bought Manchester City, so I mean.
Yeah, no, no, I'm talking. No. I'm talking about this Super League you're talking about.
I mean, it's difficult. I think even the corona makes it even more difficult. You know what I mean? Just like now you got real, real international travel. You know what
issue,
I mean?
Issue,
like,
yeah.
So, it, you know, but I guess anything is possible.
Hey, I mean, so you're saying almost some of these teams may not even. So are you saying, okay, I like this. I'm going to take it a step further. Yeah. Could you just keep the club teams? And there's a general position now, but then you have super teams that you can buy out for and you can go play for 10 games. Almost kind of like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still on Manchester City, but I might be playing with, you know, Raheem Sterling might be playing next to Martial on the super chic squad.
The chic super secret.
Yeah, the chic, and it's like the super six or some shit, like, whereas it's like six dope teams in Dubai playing in the middle of the winter, but it's summer.
With that kind of money, anything would be on the table, I would suppose. You know
but
I mean?
but I guess those teams are probably blocked then from doing that unless they got some hand in it, right? I mean, your Arsenal's gonna block, you know, Aubameyang from going to go play it as a random team if it's not his international club.
I don't know, man. If you buy it, if you pay for his services, I mean, that sort of cash infusion can change a Leicester City. You know what I mean?
I said, let's see if there's getting anything out of it. It's only a player. Like, I literally can plug players. So, like, me and you are billionaires and there's seven other billionaires, and we just come up with eight teams that are billionaire teams.
Okay.
And we can go out and scout whoever. Like, I got Messi, you got, because I got enough money for him. Barcelona going to block that, right? Because they money ain't involved with that. I'm just doing some I got paper thing, for the weekend, for a weekend tournament.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, they probably definitely going to try to block that because the injuries and all that.
Yeah. And just in general, you ain't going to take my man, though, and just go off for a weekend tournament.
Because what you're talking about is really what Pablo was doing down there in Colombia.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Where he would have private games at his crib.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The league is going on, and he'll just say, yeah, Daryl, you having a dope season. Come on to the crib. We playing for
it's like Birdie. It's like Birdie and above the rim.
Exactly. No, that. No,
or
that
like even in the Wire. Remember in the Wire, they was buying players
That's interesting because you know MJ had in his contract that he could play games
play anywhere
of the season. So I mean,
but ain't nobody else gonna let you get that full contract though.
No, definitely not.
Do you think the reset's probably not gonna happen? So. You don't think that's a possibility, really?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it's a little far-fetched, man. You know, so many dominoes that would have to fall. But, I mean, it's just kind of – if you were ever going to have a chance to do something like that, maybe right now is the time where you could make those sorts of drastic changes.
And this is not switching gears a little bit, but just this is something I've always thought about. Do you think the NBA should identify a model like EPL and other leagues where you just go and give some of these other biggest cities a team and just let them – three teams go up, you keep 20 teams in the regular NBA, and basically you make a bigger version, a more bigger city version of the developmental league, but just make it full out. It's the St. Louis Stallions versus the Kansas City, you know.
Buccaneers or
yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever, yeah. And if you're in the top three of there, you move up to the NBA and you get more money there, though. Like, do you think
I think all U.S. sports should have promotion and relevance.
Ooh, you took it even farther. You saying all
crime? I think it's a crime that we don't, because it's not a lot of incentive for a lot of these players. You know, they know at the beginning of the season they ain't really got no chance. I'm going through the motions.
I play for the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm just getting my check.
Just like you hear Charles Barkley talking about towards the end of the NBA season, like, you know, oh, they are already planning vacation. They got the fishing trip planned, like. These guys already know they don't have a shot at it. You know what I mean? So that's why I want to see that promotion relegation, because that's going to keep every game competitive, because you know your chances of being able to secure that big money shortens if your team is getting relegated. You know, Sacramento Kings, you know, where would the Sacramento Kings be?
Yeah, and it's interesting. We had my boy Keith Robinson. He's the producer of NBA TV with Inside the NBA. He's from Hazelwood too. He's from Hazelwood.
Okay.
He was telling us that, I guess, on the podcast, I'll send you the link to it, but he was telling us that they're thinking about doing a cup thing, like a mid-season cup for basketball.
Heard about that.
Like an 18, like the top 8 teams or 16 teams, like a cup kind of challenge where like they're just trying to figure out what incentivizes teams to want to be cool winning that. Like, you know, why would you want to win that?
that brings more eyeballs to the game. I mean, anything that's going to make the games more interesting, you know, I'm all for. But it is hard to see how you're going to get the teams to go along with that. But from a fan's perspective, like, oh, yeah, I'm all in. You know what I mean? I want to
I mean, getting the play. I mean, player. I mean, the teams is going to be cool because it's extra money, though. It's extra TV run. I'm talking about players to buy into this being a dope thing. Then we win the Chicago Classic Cup that's every year.
Dollars king, you know?
So you got to find some cash pocket. Like, if you win, like – but for somebody like LeBron, like, can you really ever – but it can be like a situation like in the Premier League where LeBron may not show up though for that Chicago Classic.
Yeah, definitely see that too. Like a lot of these different tournaments and cups, it's like that's not really the one we want to win.
Yeah, like Liverpool may be like, yo, we ain't putting Allison out there. Like, yo, I'm gonna send out whoever for that matchup. And if we make it to the championship. Yeah, okay, well, it's all good now. Well, we putting everybody out there. That's dope, like Man City did. Yeah. Like, Aston Villa made the finals. Like, come on, man. I mean, for real, like.
Yeah.
I mean, are we talking about in the real world, Aston Villa going to make the finals? Yeah. They're going to get regulated.
You can't value every tournament and try to chase everything, you know. So that, but that, it's good for the game, though. You know what I mean? Because those lower-level teams, like, really got something to be passionate about in the fan base, so. I think it keeps everybody.
So you think every sport should have a regular relegation?
I think you almost have to, because you see what's happening in the U.S. where it's like the NBA. I remember me for a long time, the NBA, I would only watch it during the playoffs because the regular season, cats going one-on-one. I'm trying to get my numbers, win or lose.
Because you know, like, I got something in my contract. If I get 20 a game, I get an extra mil.
Average 8 rebounds, you know, that's a bonus trigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like that's what drives it, man. That's what drives it.
Or you got like the Ricky Davis thing. Now, remember Ricky Davis missed his shot on purpose to try to get his triple double?
Oh, that's right.
he was on a breakaway and just threw it up against the rim and missed it, and then he couldn't get the rebound. And they wouldn't give it to him. They weren't giving a rebound. Like, come on, dude. We can't get this to you, dog. Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny. He definitely did that shit.
Yeah, man. Like, so you think it gives them more incentive for them to be able to for that?
You know, I mean, I could see people saying for baseball, like, you know, tradition. You're going to have the purist. They're going to fight you on that kind of thing. Like, you know, don't change the game.
I think basketball has the opportunity to be able to do that. Basketball has more flexibility to be able to do certain things to make their league more sexy going through the future. Because I think in general – I think soccer is going to surpass baseball soon. By the time we go on to glory, I guarantee soccer is going to pass baseball.
I believe that. The only thing I would challenge you on is, does the NBA have enough talent around the world like that?
I think they do. I think if they get smart about the expansion situation, you need to put a team in Seattle. Like, that's one. Yeah. Like, just your money-wise, you got to put a team in Seattle. I mean, you honestly need to put a team in Missouri, the KC or St. Louis.
Racism.
Probably KC.
We've seen that happen before. Racism won't allow that to.
It's probably gonna be KC though. The Sprint Center is pretty dope.
They might go for it on that side. St. Louis, they never gonna go for that, man. Not lucky they don't like the game or appreciate the game, but
we get the best talent out of St. Louis though. We get the most. We got the most NBA talent is out of St. Louis.
I mean, I just feel we tried it.
But that was 1952.
Certain things they go on for, certain things they not. That's on the list.
I agree. But if you had 40 teams though, and you had 20 in one division, 20 in another, why wouldn't St. Louis be able to field a team?
I'd love to see it. I'm not against it, but I just don't think you can.
Like Pittsburgh can have another team. Like, I'm thinking of these bigger cities, Cincinnati, your Tampa's, I even go in a dirty and put one in Birmingham. Birmingham would be crazy with an NBA team.
Why do you think they had a regular
relegation situation?
Why do you think they don't do it?
Oh, because there's got to be a money situation. I think no owner would want to come into a situation unless he's going to eat off that big pie of that main top 20.
Yeah.
And 12 of those 20 teams, those 32 teams, got to go fall down to that second division. And they living off – and some of these teams are living off that TV money from first division.
Right. And that would be really interesting to see, man.
How that would play. But they did it before, though, with the ABA and NBA. Some of the motherfuckers didn't make it when it merged. Like,
yeah, that's true, too.
Like, I mean, the St. Louis Spirits didn't make it over there.
Definitely didn't.
St. Louis Spirits with the Columbus Colonials. It was all kind of like crazy teams.
No, you're right.
It was all kind of crazy teams. It's just some people going to be mad.
Yeah.
But it made the league NBA better. That's they wouldn't have survived with two leagues going on at the same time. They had to do that. That's when you got your Magic Johnson, your Larry Birds. They saved the league. Magic Johnson, Dr. J coming over from the ABA. Yeah. George Irvin coming over from the ABA. Like,
no, you're right, man. That's real.
Because I think there's more talent in basketball now than it can, is sustainable in the NBA, honestly.
I mean, I'd like to see them try, but I'm just
but,
not.
But think about it, if it was 20 teams that was in one section – and they could even pull down some – look, the St. Louis Stallions going to lose Jason Tatum to the Golden State Warriors. They got paper.
It'd be interesting to see.
But if they move up and then your city's supporting it and it's growing and it's doing its thing, same thing.
Yeah. Be interesting. But with this coronavirus, man, which really ain't going nowhere, if what we're hearing is true, that just makes all those sorts of things, I think, even more of a pipe dream.
And maybe if Corona didn't happen, we could probably maybe have more of a discussion, you saying, with it.
I mean, just in a real world, even if the financing piece was there, like just the travel, the logistics, the teams, the amount of tests. I mean, we don't even know if you can have fans. So gate revenue. I mean, it'd really have to be a paradigm shift from the TV money to be able to support something like that, where it'd have to go to another level. Really.
See, I got a thing that I think they're gonna do is on another level. If I see it happen, I think they're gonna end up putting basically headsets on the chairs that you can move it around at the crib. But you gotta pay extra. You gotta pay a whole bunch of paper for that though. Like, it ain't everybody don't get that. It's like your top people. You're like, yo, I'm gonna pay $10,000 for the Bundesliga. I want to see Brian Muick, and I can be at the crib and I can move my thing around like I'm at the game. Like, it's like a little thing I can move around in my seat. And move it around like I'm at the game.
Dope. And you can pay like different packages. Like,
yeah, you don't get to move around. You don't get to move around. You get to stand still if you pay $5,000 and get to stand still.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can make that incredible. Really,
I don't know how the technology bit that, you know, because that's a lot of tech going out there to go into it.
But I mean, if you could generate the support, you could finance something like that, man.
And yeah, but think about I'm at the crib. You at the crib. And you can say, like, yo, I can have the Chelsea experience being there.
For a fee.
Now, it's a fee. Now, it's a nice fee. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
It's a fee.
I think cats would do it. I mean, it's like basically a virtual PSL.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And only sell 50 of those. I mean, if you got fans back in, you only sell 50 of those.
And you could do per game.
You can do per game or season tickets.
Exactly.
Set season tickets. I mean, I think it's like for your bigger clubs, it's going to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is, I had a whole dream about it. The whole thing was, I think that people is going to buy out the package for smaller soccer squads because they couldn't get one of theirs. They're like, well, bet I got the joint for this. So when Man U come to play Wolverhaven, like I already got my spot for the game.
And I think that's perfect because that gives the consumer different price points, right? For the different access. And then maybe you make the access available for the average fan 2 days later. You know, just kind of like they do with online content. You get the content exclusively when it's live, but you can also make the content on the team website available in 48 hours or whatnot.
They're gonna have to get creative like that.
Yeah, I could see that being.
They're gonna have to get creative like that. This next topic you sent to me, man, MLS, man, combining maybe the idea of them combining and make it like a super North American league, basically.
Yeah, this kind of just goes back into what we were just talking about from an NBA perspective. But man, I'd be interested to see that on a smaller scale, and I think that's where.
I think that was more viable, though, more than our super end of the world scenario. Like, I think this is way more like realer.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I mean, you got the violence issue, you know, down there in Mexico. So I don't know how you could control that.
I'm sure that cats would have like they teams on. But honestly, Mexico. I think Mexico would actually lose out in this over time. I think it'd be good for them in short term, but over time, all you're gonna do is all it is gonna be the Seattle Sounders gonna be like, well, bet I got access to these cats. Not the Seattle Sounders, it's dope.
And I mean, I guess they do got something similar right now. I mean, they do got that
The CONCACAF Champions League or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of doing that. You know what I mean?
And you're talking about access now to cats. Like, oh, I want him now. Like,
you see a lot of that go on. You know what I mean? I think that would definitely be cool, man. To see a whole league like that, I think that'd be real interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be beneficial because both leagues are kind of on the outside sitting in when it comes to, especially if FIFA's really trying to push this, like, their own kind of Champions League thing that they're trying to push. Was the FIFA World? It's not the FIFA World Cup. It's like the World Cup of like World, Club World Cup or something.
So it's the champions, the club champions.
Yeah. So if you want to press yourself into that and bring out more, I think that's a way you bring more talent over this side as well, as if you have a combined league like that.
I think for the MLS, it helps develop the game faster since they are playing it on a bit of a higher level down in Mexico. Now you got to really step up if you want to use MLS teams. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. And then you can, I mean, what MLS is probably what, 6th to 7th best in the world?
Yeah,
at its best, you're saying 6th or 7th in the world. So, yeah. I mean, EPL, La Liga. I mean, I can name five or six just in Europe, just before we even moved to another continent.
Yeah, exactly. Easily.
We ain't even got down to South America with the Cano Bowl and all that stuff going on down there.
And, you know, we don't get to see a whole lot of the African leagues, but they got their own leagues in Africa, too. And I'll be seeing some highlights, man. Them dudes are showmen. You know what I mean? The South African League and, you know what I mean? But they be getting it in, too.
And South Africa got all them new stadiums. So they already like, well, yo, we just going to move in cats into these stadiums.
Exactly.
A couple quick hitters, man. Questions with you, man. Now, get your thoughts on. Do you think Africa could get another World Cup?
I think so. I mean, you know, I think they've proven that they can put it on, that they can host it, you know, that they can build the stadiums. They got the infrastructure, you know, and they can.
Because I read an article that said that only like 7 or 8 nations that ever have the World Cup. That only could, like, because financially, they only could, like, 7 or 8 nations could really support the World Cup for real.
What were those?
It was US, England, France, Spain, Korea, Japan mix like they had before with the with that one. Maybe like that might have been it. And they were saying that because Mexico and Canada really wanted, they had to combine with the U.S. to get that super one. Because the U.S. I mean, honestly, the U.S. should kind of have it every 8 years, though, because it's going to be popping. Like, it's going to be popping.
that's a lot of American bias, though.
There is a lot of American bias with that, but cats going to be here kicking it. They going to want to, you know.
I want to see India. India, they got 1 billion people on their own.
But do they have the money and the infrastructure? That's the question of, like, the money. Because Brazil went broke doing the World Cup.
That's a good point, too.
And then what Greece went broke doing the Olympics. Like, they got all them spots where they open for the Olympics. They all got weeds growing up in between stuff that was where the track and field facility was.
Absolutely deserted. Yeah, that you see that happen in the Olympics as well, you know, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the Greece with the Olympics, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had it on there, but what do you think about this World Cup in Dubai, man? Not Dubai, in Qatar, I don't even understand. I don't even know what, it's like 5 pronunciations of what it is. Yeah.
I think that's going to be interesting, man.
I think a lot of cats going to sit out. I think a lot of cats might sit out.
Just because of the heat?
Where it is in the schedule, because where it is in the schedule is going to be November, December.
Yeah.
So I'm going straight from a EPL game on Monday, and I got to play another one. We ain't had a practice that had no team, like –
But I mean, the World Cup is—that's the creme de la creme. That's the glory.
I think people feel like that might be the fraud window. I don't know if nobody gonna really like. Oh man, we won the World Cup. Oh, which one you win? Oh, the winning cutter. Oh man, I'm ain't fucking with that winning cutter.
Right.
I think that might be the mentality. The only thing that make photo is like Messi and like Ronaldo because they last joint.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, man. With it being every 4 years, like, dudes don't want to miss their window.
That's a good point.
That's the trophy you want to lift. I mean, if you're going to lift any trophy, that's the ultimate trophy. So, I mean, I think it's still going to be okay.
So, your Champions League thoughts before it went down, what'd you think?
We're still kind of early, man, but I think it's the usual suspects for me. I mean,
Liverpool losing to Atletico Madrid, though, was like, come on, man. Yeah. I got the best defense, and y'all was letting cats, like, they was letting them get loose.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they were letting them play a little bit. They really, yeah. They were really letting them go at it. I just feel like it's usual suspects for me. What are you thinking?
Honestly, man, I think it might mess around and be PSG or somebody, man. Or Man City might win it too. Man City dogged out. They just dogged out. They first match, they dogged out somebody. I forgot who it was that was big. Might have been – no, it's Byron.
I think we're going to see –
it's Byron. They beat Byron like 3-0 the first game in the first leg.
Yeah. And I think that's a good pick. I think because their team's at a point where they're about to kind of break up and go their separate ways.
You think Man City is?
Yeah. This would be the trophy for them to get, because that financial fair play is about to hit them.
Really? It's been hit Man City?
Yeah. So that's why it's kind of like the coach, does he really want to stick around? He used to having big money, spending money. This is the trophy that they can all say, hey, we did our thing.
You know, well, I didn't know that so do you really think – so Man City's going to break up, you think? Like, this is –
Some people going to leave, yeah, because the money, I mean, it's not about not having the money. They're not going to be able to spend the money.
Oh, because of the three-year thing, I'm saying, like, you have this certain amount of time to be able to spend this certain amount of money.
And it's, you know, guys, if these are top-level guys, it's going to be like, hey, other folks got money. You know, it's a limited amount of time to make money, so I got to go strike where the iron's hot.
Do you think Man City's brand has come up enough that they can, like, support them with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they have, man.
Think about it. 10, 15 years ago, nobody even cared about Man City.
They were nobodies, man. You know what I mean?
Because the old Sheik's buying it made the big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what flipped the switch. Yeah, the Manchester City used to be like the red-headed stepchild.
Man U, right? Yeah.
Little bro.
Little bro. For real.
Little bro. You know what I mean? So it was like that, man. They really come a long way, but I don't want to hate on your boys too much, man. But I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid like you on Man.
Oh, here we go. Let's go.
I'm not on.
Look, you don't want the league to come back because we finna pass y'all in EPL though. You already know. We even without anybody, we was already hot.
Listen, I think we're really hot. I think we're the guys.
Already knocked y'all off twice.
You guys to beat, man. We were very competitive with no money, man. No money spent. I think this next season, however this one plays out this season.
But y'all ain't got no money to spend, baby. Y'all ain't the Cowboys. Y'all can't go get nobody. Corona done fucked up y'all pockets.
Russian billionaire, man. It's plenty of money. He got money out of Siberia.
Putin got people. He got people working on the load up.
He plugged in with Putin. That's his guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's his guy.
Yeah, he ain't worried about nothing, man.
It's going to be interesting, man. So do you think this EPL is really going to come back, though, man, is our final kind of thoughts?
I think it is. And one other thing I was on throughout there is that they're talking about the two lower leagues ending those points. And so what they want to do is still do the promotion, but they don't want to do any regulation.
So it'll be 23 teams then?
The dust ain't settled. It's just a proposal right now. But they saying financially they don't have the money to pursue it through the end of the season. But they still want to promote teams so they can get to the next big bag. You know, the next level of the money.
So do you don't do the tournament for the third person then? Only two go up that automatic. You don't do the 14 tournament for the last spot.
Exactly. That's what they talk about. Not doing.
For that last
not doing
spot,
the tournament and just automatically, exactly.
So nobody regulates down though.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how you.
Well, I mean, I guess if you only put two up though, you're only adding two games. So you really, I mean, two games four games everybody's schedule.
Yeah, but it's just a domino effect though. I mean, because you got those teams at the bottom league who should be going up, but they're not going to be.
Oh, you saying because you got League Two that's below League One.
Right.
That need to be promoted as well.
Exactly. And they're not going to make those changes there. Mm. So that's why and again, this ain't set in stone, but this is just what I heard them talking about this morning, where from a financial standpoint, that's how you can cut off spending the money, but then how do you justify the table?
Maybe they just don't care about Derby County.
A lot of teams in that boat.
Yeah, like, I mean, and another something else in the Bundesliga, though, that I saw when I saw the Berlin game, and I was like, oh, there really is a – like, it's, when you don't see fans there, you can see how bad the actual stadium is, like construction-wise. Like, cause, you know, you can't see it because it's fans wilding out. They're kicking it.
Right.
Like, oh, this it's looks bad. Worse than a high school – Hazelwood East is a stadium. Like I was like, this looks literally like a high school stadium in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah, no. The fans make all the difference. How you think the league gonna end? You think the EPL gonna come back? You think?
Yeah, it's too much money. They got them TV cut, and I think that they want to get ahead of. I think soccer's trying to get ahead of every other major sport. If they're trying to be smart, I think that's why they're pushing it. They like it's like yeah, because Bundesliga is like yo, like everybody was watching NBC Sports. Or Fox Sports to watch that game. Now you may have a casual person be like, well, okay, well. I guess that's the team I'm going to rock with, and that's the team I'm going to like, and maybe I'm going
to
watch.
Just turn the light switch on somebody who was, you know, marginal, now yep. Becomes a real fan, man. And that's how
or just a World Cup fan. Maybe they just watch just the World Cup, and then they like, okay, well, I kind of like soccer. Well, I want to watch some kind of sport. Yeah. Like
You've seen that happen, man.
I think Premier League is looking at it. I think they literally watched this weekend. They're making all the decisions now from this weekend. They're going to wait for like a couple of days, see if many got corona. Like, see how these testings go for, like, this first week or two.
Yeah.
If ain't nobody fucked up, you're going to see it June 10th. They going to be back.
Man, but so if it goes the opposite direction, man, and you have an outbreak, and now you got four teams.
And then
you still can't complete it.
And the EPL is like, cool.
We try.
Look, we watched y'all though. We saw and like I texted you. I was like, Germany owes the world to go ahead and go first. To go ahead and be the first ones to put themselves out there first. They owe the world, you know. But I mean, if it comes back, man, you don't want Chelsea. Chelsea don't want it to come back because we finna pass y'all. Y'all don't want it to come
back.
Listen,
man,
y'all don't want it to come back. No, you wanted to be canceled. You know what? That's your conspiracy. You wanted to stay there. Because you know,
I wouldn't be mad if they just said we'll just end it.
Of course you won't. You in the fourth spot and we sitting on y'all ass right there.
Let's park it right there, man.
You almost like the person like, yo, I'm just going home. I'm balled up. We won three games.
Hey.
Why we gonna play a fourth game?
Oh shit.
But man, thank y'all for listening. We gonna come up with an email or something soon though for everybody to email us. And all that good stuff. But, man, just hit us up on the regular straightolc@gmail.com until we got our email for this podcast going. Any other thoughts, anything? Will we go
man, out? No, it's been fun, man. Episode number one, man. Really looking forward to this, man. And, yeah, man, we'll see you next week. See what's going on.
Yeah, man. See if anybody dead from the Bundesliga next week. are they on the the beginning of the end with that big Rona, not the little Rona?
Man,
we'll see, man. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Peace.